Columbus City Schools Director of Secondary Curriculum Sherry Wells says students in the class of 2018 will be able to select the method of testing that best shows how ready they are for college or careers.
No longer are students tied to the Ohio graduation test. That 10th grade test by subject is gone. Now students have the option of showing that they are college and career ready by way of the Ohio State tests, college and career readiness test, or industry credential and workforce readiness test.
The Ohio State tests option requires high school students to take 7 end-of-course tests in areas like English, math, social sciences. Each test is scored from 1, limited, to 5, advanced. In order to graduate, they must earn at least 18 out of 35 possible points.
The benefit of this option, the beauty of this option, is that students who are high achieving in different subject areas have the potential to show that mastery. So for our students who are good in English and language arts, they might get 5 points in the English 9 test and 5 points in the English 10 test, and will have more than half of the points needed for graduation. So it's a wonderful opportunity for our students in terms of flexibility. The catch is that students must have minimum scores by subject area.
In addition to the minimum of 18 points, students must have at least 4 points on the combined English tests, 4 points on the combined math tests, and a combined 6 points in the science and social science categories. A second path to graduation would be scoring a college-ready or remediation-free total on the ACT or SAT test. Students who score above the state-mandated level would be exempt from other graduation tests. And for the first time, students on career or technical paths will have the option to graduate by passing a basic work keys exam and obtaining industry-recognized credentials for their field. Not all of the school board members were pleased with the new state plans. Board member Shauna Gibbs fears that while the new options play to students' strengths, it may leave their weaknesses unaddressed.
The beauty is flexibility, and I get that, but this also represents a lower standard than what we've had before. You had to pass all these tests at this number, and this showed proficiency. We are now about to go to, well, you can be lower on this and higher on this and still get to the number, which is fine, but we're acknowledging we're going to graduate students who aren't at a level that's competitive.
But district officials and Superintendent Dan Good disagree, saying the state will consider a threshold of proficiency for all test scores and credential requirements. The new graduation rates don't change the number or distribution of class credits required to graduate. District officials acknowledge that new systems will have to be developed to help students, counselors, and parents track progress toward graduation. District officials will hold public meetings to discuss the new options at area high schools, starting with March 29th at Mifflin High School and April 1st at Columbus Downtown High School. I'm Allison Holm, WCBE News.